And I want to pray a prayer with you together. And if you can kind of take this as your own prayer, claim it. If not, think about it. Join me in a prayer. Lord, it's a treat to be alive. Thank you for your love for us. We don't want to take life for granted. We want to just simply say thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us without any condition. Thank you for saying that you will give us rest and everything. And God, I know there's a lot of tension happening in hearts and minds of your people these days. It's a lot of crazy stuff out there. I know there's some people that wrote down this morning on our outline, I will. Maybe for the first time they stepped across that line because it describes you in whatever setting. God says, I want a relationship with you. And you don't have to say it out loud. One of the most beautiful things about a relationship with God, he already knows you because he created you. You don't have to give him the BS. That's a big story. So you can either shout out to the Lord in your audible voice, or you can simply say in your spirit, God, I want a relationship with you. Come into my life. Forgive me. As much as I can understand, Lord, I acknowledge that Jesus died on the cross as a payment for my sin. I repent. I turn from my sins. I turn from my own path, and I want to walk your way, Lord. Help me, God, to begin a new life. And maybe you're here today and you really need to recommit. You know that the prayer is, God, forgive me. I'm sorry for being one of those many, for turning my back on you and stepping aside no matter what it is. I want to say, I'm in, Lord. I recommit to my journey with you. And I'm giving you everything. You see, there's a great joy in my heart knowing that people here also desire to be different. That you want to recognize that you're broken and you want to be able to recommit to the Lord. And we celebrate that today. And in that light of who you are, we can commit to you today. And thank you, Father, for allowing us to be open and honest with your people today. And we just pray that special prayer in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said,
open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. You reach out and touch him and say that he loves.
You need to spend a little time at the altar. The altar in the United Methodist Church is always open. You don't need a special invitation. It's always here. Come. If the Lord leads. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be in your presence. This morning we know that you're always in your presence. And Father, as we depart from this place back out into the world, continue to minister to us and let us recognize what path we're on so that we can walk alongside of you on the path to righteousness, grace, love, and forgiveness. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a join together in a circle and we'll sing this wonderful chorus. Find us
that cannot be broken.
Bind us together.
Bind us together.
Bind us
together.
And all of God's people said, Amen. Oh yeah, don't forget the vegetables. Yeah. That's just God's spirit gets a hold of you sometime. And it's just a recognition of your gratefulness, your humbleness. And I can do all things through Christ.